Man?
What'd you talk about?
Me. I just keep giving him my Iraq advice and he follows it.
Did you get to see the vice president?
Yes. In fact, President Bush had a, I must say, a very funny line. He said, he was introducing me and he said, I shouldn't blow his joke before it's on the air, but I will. He said, oh, I can't wait for Steve Martin to meet Dick Cheney. It's finally time those two wild and crazy guys got together.
this book, Born Standing Up, there's a wonderful foreword, and I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I did stand-up comedy for 18 years. 10 of those years were spent learning, 4 years were spent refining, and 4 were spent in wild success. My most persistent memory of stand-up is of my mouth being in the present and my mind being in the future. The mouth speaking the line, the body delivering the gesture, while the mind looks back, observing, analyzing, judging, worrying, and then deciding when and what to say next. Enjoyment while performing was rare. Enjoyment would have been an indulgent loss of focus that comedy cannot afford. This is a look back at a period of time in your life in which you say it's not an autobiography, it's almost a biography.
Right. You know, when you're looking back at something that, first, it's more than just stand-up. It really starts with my childhood and continues